Ready?
I am ready.
Good, because it's recording.
Welcome back to Greek Chic, everyone. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Katie.
And we've got another installment coming up this week. You don't know what we're doing, do you?
No, I really don't. I asked and you wouldn't tell me this time.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you just now, or do you want me to like wait a bit until we've done preamble?
Yeah, just let it happen.
Okay, preamble. We're going to be telling you some Greek myths. We're going to be telling you lots of things that are not Greek myth related. I actually have butterflies in my stomach about this episode because I'm so terrified of what you're going to do to me throughout the next 40 minutes.
I mean, fine. I mean, valid.
So the Greek mythology is an oral tradition passed down every week. This makes you laugh.
I'm now like Pavlovian, like I have to giggle.
I love it. This is like this disclaimer's becoming a thing. Greek mythology is an oral tradition passed down over generations from mouth to mouth. There are lots of different accounts. Therefore, the myth that I tell might not be the one that you most know, but it's the one I like best. And if you don't like it, you can start your own podcast.
It'll never be as funny as ours.
Oh, that sounds like a threat today. I'm going to ask, how's your week been? Even though we've been together for a lot
of it.
Most of it. Yeah. How's your week been, Katie?
Ups and downs, definitely.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a shitter.
See if you're, like, anyone out there, like, trying to move house, trying just to, like, deal with mortgage. Literally what I was going to say. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
It's not fucking worth it.
Fucking find a bridge and live under it.
Anyone who's anything to do with Nationwide or LNC Brokers.
Wow.
Fucking go fuck yourself.
Oh my God. She is being very specific.
No, I've had to make actual formal complaints about both companies, so I think I'm well within my rights.
Yeah, no, it's been a big stress.
It's been bad. It's been bad.
But it will be over soon.
Hopefully.
And then I'll be able to get drunk and come back to your house.
Yeah. We can do like an episode on location at my new flat.
On location. I love that we're going to Athens in a couple months, but no, we're doing an episode on location in your new flat. So, ready for this week's episode?
I'm so ready to know what this is.
Okay, so this week's episode is called Harder Daddy. This is the Zeus episode.
All of the episodes are the Zeus episode.
So I really wanted, like, I realised that we've not actually talked about Zeus on his own yet. Where does one start? I could tell you his origin story. I could tell you the role he played in the Trojan War. Like, there's so many things that I could talk about. But instead, I've decided to do an episode focused on Zeus's weirdest sexual exploits.
Oh my God, I feel like...
And that's why...
Died and gone to, like ridiculous, like I'm gonna make so many jokes.
Yeah. Please, like, be gentle.
No, it's fine.
On me,
it's probably gonna be at my own expense. Don't. I'm alright with it. Oh, don't.
Is that gonna make you cry?
Yeah.
No, okay,
I'm so tearful today. And I don't know if it's like a combination of, but I read a sad story on Reddit,
oh my God.
Completely anonymous.
Oh my
about
God.
Kittens. And I'm still upset about it. I'm still crying about it.
Like, oh my God. Animals just, like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a psychopath or a serial killer, but animals just don't, like, make me emotional in that way.
Oh my God, no, like, that's, like, the easiest way, like, I'm that guy who's, like, I'll watch a thing and I'm like, don't care.
You can,
like, dismember the whole family. It can be, like, blood and gore and awful and torture, but see if you hurt that dog. I want a disclaimer that the dog dies because I will not be okay.
I say that right. On Sunday, I was in bed very hungover, thanks to you.
Thanks to me. Thanks to red wine.
You shoveled that drink down my throat. And Maya came and, like, booped my head. And I cried.
Right?
I cried.
To be fair, emotional hangover is really, like, the only form of hangover I get.
Yeah, same.
Which is not... I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm an emotionally hungover person. Okay, so Harder Daddy, the Zeus episode.
I'm not gonna cope.
No, you're not. Shall I just get stuck in and tell you... That's what Zeus did.
Yay.
Tell you the first weird Zeus sexploit.
Please.
Okay, I love that I'm not actually doing, like, any of the important things. I mean, these are important in just a story,
well,
but, like,
none of... You can always tell them at some point.
This is frivolity. So the first story I'm going to tell you is the story of Europa.
Okay.
She's mentioned in the Iliad and the Hesiodic Catalogue of Women.
I
read them, so you don't have to.
I'm sorry, what now?
A catalogue of women. I mean, he's cataloguing the female characters.
Did Zeus write that?
Hesiod wrote it. He's cataloguing the female characters in Greek mythology, but it does sound bad. Like, catalogue of women's sounds.
Male order bride bullshit right there.
It sounds bad. Well, when I tell you this story, like, actually, some male order bride bullshit does not, it's not miles away from this story.
Okay.
So Europa is a young princess. Her brother is Cadmus, who grows up to be a very famous king. You'll have heard of him.
Yeah.
There's actual historical records of him having existed as well. So that's why you're like, I know that name.
I do know that name, and I feel like I went through a really weird medium, but I can't put my finger on it. It doesn't matter.
It's probably something weird, like, because your references so far have been, like, True Blood, Hannibal, like. And I think, although it's funny, it does show how much Greek myth pervades modern life. That there's so many, like, modern stories and shows and movies that are actually, like, taking their roots in Greek mythology. So, jokes aside, like, there's a serious point to be made there.
It's got its in my head. Like, it's found its way in.
Right? Like. So, Europa's a young princess, and Zeus obviously fancies her, and okay, she's a female with two legs and a working heart, and he's like,
optional. so it's really
and he's like, I want that one. And Hera is like, well, fucking don't, you're married. And he's like,
Hera, at this point,
I know,
just...
right, this episode, right, Hera's a fucking bitch, right, but she's got a point. She's got a point. If he cheated on her, like, once or twice, I'd be like, fair play, Hera, there's no need for that reaction. I mean, there is, but, like, rein it in a bit, pal. But, like... He does it pretty much daily.
Yeah.
So he sees Europa.
It's a hobby at this point.
She's frolicking in the fields in a princessly way. I don't know why we always have these young maidens frolicking in fields picking flowers. It's such a virginity metaphor.
It is, but also, where do I get that as a career?
Mate, you need to be a virgin.
Says I'm not.
You are not getting any virginity metaphors.
Damn.
You're about as fucking, you've got as much chance as
now,
me.
No, careful.
I work
people in sly houses should thrust on us.
I'm coming to you once again, absolutely knackered, lads. Been a long night. Been a good night. Been a long night. Totally fine.
Totally not jealous.
Yeah, it was so good.
Shut up.
So, yeah, she's frolicking princessly and virginally.
Virginally.
Virginally. Virginally sounds a lot like vaginally, though.
It does. So, but I feel like the words are not...
Well, no, they're...
miles away, like, derived.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. They'll be derived from the same place. I should know that, really. I don't. I feel like that's something that I should...
We should find that out.
I will, because it feels weird that I don't know that. With me, like, knowing so much about Greek roots and stuff, like, I should know that. I love etymology. Why have I not done vagina?
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I can't quite arrive at it.
In my vagina. Tell me
not
about
you
it.
Doing vagina.
Tell me about it. She's frolicking. And Zeus has one of his schemes. This episode is just Zeus and his schemes. And he transforms himself into a bull, a Cretan bull. Yeah, I know. I know.
I mean...
He mixes with her father's herds, and she, like, goes over to the herds, and she sees this, I guess, really fit bull.
Yeah, like, this is why my face was like, what the fuck? Because surely you'd have a better chance as just, like, you know what, like, a person?
Like, just being, like, a really fit man.
Just be, like,
but
a guy?
Like, I guess.
Then, like...
She's in a society, she's a princess, where her virginity comes with a price. You know
what, bestiality is better?
I guess so. Listen, I'm not here to judge Europa.
I'm not trying to judge Europa.
And I don't know
if
she was, like, sexually attracted to the bull. That's for Europa to know and for us to, I don't know, confer on separately. But she strokes the bull anyway, and she's like, this is a good-ass bull. So she decides, inexplicably, to get onto the bull's back and go for a ride on the bull. Metaphorical.
I mean, if you've ever ridden a horse bareback,
I have never ridden...
Sort of get where the metaphor's coming from.
So she obviously just wanted to get rid of that hymen before such times as they broke it.
Sorry, like, I hate that word. I just hate the word. I don't know why.
Hymen.
Yeah.
Hymen.
It's just... Stop. Hymen. Right, stop.
Hymen.
Stop.
Hymen.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now I hate the word too. So she gets on the bull's back, and the bull, like, shoots off to fuck. Like, he runs, like, and she's like, this ain't no normal bull. But doesn't, like, get off. And he runs the length of the country, crosses the fucking sea with her still on his back. And she's like, wow, this bull is insane. He's such a good swimmer.
Yeah, and is that normal for bulls? I don't think so.
I have never ridden a bull.
I cows as a whole species.
But I am taking her on holiday to wherever it is in America. They have those like bucking bronco things.
That's what, but because visuals always, that's what I can see.
Of the jackpot she would win.
Oh, she would outlast them all.
Amazing. So he takes her across the sea. Zeus Bull swims across the sea to Crete. You have been there. I'm going to tell you some things that are going to like link up for you. I'm really excited. Okay. I love it when your face goes, oh yeah. he takes her across the sea to Crete, and he's like, now you're the queen of Crete, and ta-da, I'm Zeus. And she's like, oh,
shit,
oh my god, it's Zeus, make love to me, Zeus. Oh,
wow. Is that what happened?
Thus prevail. It's interesting, actually. So at different points and in different sources, they use the word seduction and rape, but they use them almost interchangeably.
Nothing about that surprises me, though.
Yeah, but it's fucking shit.
It's awful.
It's so fucking shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, seduction, rape, abduction. Abduction is very much a euphemism for rape in this context. So, like, the abduction of Persephone is actually, like, the word abduction in that instance means rape. Mm. And the word abduction has its roots in rape as well. So,
okay,
there's a sad fact for you. That's different from a fun fact.
Sad fact.
Just to be clear, that is not a fun fact. Don't tell people that at dinner parties.
Just, at this point, I just assume that this is being rapey at any point.
That's just kind of how he does shit, isn't it? Like, I want it, so I will take it. Rape it. He seduces/rapes her. They have three sons together, and one of them is goes on to become King Minos, who... Who?
I know about this.
You
is
would.
Is this to do with
he is.
That's why it's half a bull!
No.
No.
No, it's not.
That would make so much sense.
I know, but it's just borrowing from an earlier story. No, that's a different story altogether, and one that I really want to tell you. So I'm not going to go into it now.
Because I've been there.
So, but Minos is the one that built the labyrinth.
Uh-huh.
To contain the Minotaur. The Minotaur was his son, but his wife shagged a bull, and that's why it was half a bull.
So this is just genetic run-ins in this family. Yeah, some bull weirdness.
Really fancy bulls. What can I say? I don't know what the fuck is happening on Crete, but they are not doing steak and blowjob day because they're shagging all the bulls.
Or are they doing steak and blowjob day?
No, they are doing steak. So that's the story of Europa. We get the continent of Europe from her.
How's that, though? Like, just because?
Yeah, just because. I think she maybe moved there. I don't know.
She moved to Europe from Europe.
After being raped repeatedly by Zeus. So the next one is Ganymede. And this has the distinction because Ganymede is a boy.
Uh-huh.
So the reason you're currently calculating things in your mind.
No, Ganymede's a
moon of Jupiter. So is Europa.
So it is!
Jupiter is Zeus's Roman name. So how shit is it that the moons of Jupiter are named after Zeus's conquests?
Again.
They live on as his satellites.
Awful. Not surprising.
They're his satellites. But actually this is the same for lots of planets. So like Mercury. The moons are all named after people to do with Hermes, so there's a Maya in there.
Right.
Because obviously Hermes is Mercury. Uh-huh. Venus as well, Aphrodite, all of their moons.
Their moons
are mythologically named after the people whose myths connect with the god that represents that planet.
Why are the planets all the Roman version?
Because they had written records and the Greeks didn't.
Fair.
And also I think that's the point at which technology was at, but
fair.
The Romans kind of refined Greek mythology, kind of souped it up for a new audience,
and it almost becomes not mythology, if you know what I mean. They almost distilled it into history, really.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Oh my god, massively.
What's that?
Yeah, hugely. So that's but the Roman...
And that's why Jupiter has so many moons, because this is a fucking shag.
So yeah,
this is the epitome of fucking rich white men, like, running shit. Yeah. Just yeah. being the white...
He has, like, the ultimate fuckboy.
He's the living embodiment of the patriarchy.
He is? No, he actually is. Mm. So, Ganymede. This is a nice one. I quite like... I know this is bad and probably a bit sexist, but I quite like it when, like, men get into trouble for just purely being attractive.
What do I get? That I saw your, like, little mini-myth about Adonis.
About Adonis. I was like, I'm just like... I feel like as females, as women, we are constantly, like, either berated or celebrated or both about how we look. And there's, you know... And so many myths, that is the defining factor of every female. Like, what does she look like? Did a man fancy her? Then that would be her part in this myth. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice when it happens to a man. I just think, fuck you, equality, I'll take it.
Right.
Not the equality I'm looking for, but we've got to start somewhere.
Well, sometimes we have to go with equity and not equality.
Yeah, well, equity's fine. So let's start making men feel bad too.
Yeah.
Or we could make everyone else feel good, but...
That's not this day.
Not today.
Today is not the day.
Not today. So, Ganymede was a boy from Troy.
Okay.
That sounds like an Avril Lavigne song.
He was a boy from Troy.
He was a boy from Troy. He was very attractive.
Of course.
Of course. Zeus didn't shag uggers. He was very attractive. And one day, he was tending his sheep. Tending sheep on Mount Ida is the male equivalent of frolicking through a field.
I was just going to say that.
All of the great heroes have, or most of the great heroes have, like, some sort of encounter when they're tending sheep on a mountain. Heracles, and I bet you can't wait till we talk about Heracles.
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain, not a Greek
just
myth,
up a,
but I'll
just
take
up
it.
A hill with some sheep, right, doing some gay shit.
Yeah, basically Ganymede is brokebacking. He's up a hill. He's not doing gay shit yet. He's just like sheep tending shit. Same. And Zeus like clocks him and is like, I want to fuck it.
I mean...
I want to fuck that boy.
I mean, by visibility, I suppose.
Yay! Well, that's it. Like, I'm actually... In a lot of ways, like, good for Zeus. Like, he did not let this hold him back.
He's an equal opportunity rapist.
Equal opportunity rapist. Like, proud of him. And fair play to you, Zeus. I'm less angry when you do it to a man. That says a lot about me. Probably not good stuff, but fuck it. Like,
again.
Nobody's nerfed.
That was just so cute, the way you said it.
Thanks. So, yeah, he's like, I want to fuck that boy. And so Zeus, as an eagle, which is the animal he most appears as, if you remember Prometheus, my boy.
Is this because at this point his reputation precedes him, and if people see Zeus just being Zeus, they're going to be like, fuck this, I'm out.
Chastity belt me up, mama. Yeah, probably, to be fair, that's fair. So Zeus comes down as an eagle, and I guess that Ganymede had his back turned because Zeus just like fucking picks him up and swoops him off up to Olympus and... does the rape seduction thing, and Ganymede's Brokeback Mountain in Mount Olympus, and Zeus is like, I fucking love you. And he decides that Ganymede has got to become immortal. So he gives him the nectar, the ambrosia of the gods, and Ganymede becomes...
My brain's just like...
immortal.
Twilight.
Kind of, yeah. Zeus
I hate
fully,
that I'm like
this. Zeus fully Twilight's Ganymede, and it's, you know, Hera's absolutely fucking spitting feathers.
I do actually
she
feel
is
bad for Hera.
Furious. And then Zeus, to further annoy her, decides to make Ganymede his personal cupbearer in
perpetuity.
Thank you. Forever.
Right? Okay. This is my new fucking secretary. Who I'm shagging because I'm a cliche.
And I mean, I don't know how Ganymede felt about it, and we never will know how Ganymede felt about it because Zeus made him the constellation Aquarius and they don't talk about their feelings. So.
Oh dear.
So Ganymede is Aquarius, and that's the story of the Aquarius constellation.
I can on the fly process that, but I need some time to think about all of the connotations around that.
Yeah, the cupbearer, that's...
Oh, the water carrier.
Yeah.
Who's not a water sign. Do you know how many times I have to explain this to people?
Me. Me.
No,
why
like, everybody,
same people?
Because you're, like, one of about seven people who's ever said this to me. Like, yeah. About why it's not a water sign, and honestly, I don't know why. Scorpions don't live in the water.
Maybe the air thing. Sign. Maybe the air thing is Ganymede being carried through the air by Zeus. Know. I don't know.
I don't know.
But he was thrown up into the sky in perpetuity. Why can't I say that word?
I don't know. Some people just have a word like.
I cannot say that word.
My mum can't say vocabulary.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like at all, which is funny because it's a word.
Somebody
about
words. Somebody once asked me to say purple, and then the word for a person that comes and steals things from your house, and then alarm.
Oh, purple burglar alarm. Is it supposed to be a Scottish thing? Oh, we're really bad at it.
Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. No, purple burglar alarm.
I can say
alarm.
It. Just,
I end up with too many L's and R's in there. Like, and that's because I don't say my R's the same way as a regular Glaswegian. Oh my God, by the way, you absolutely ripped me for
but
that this weekend. And I'm never going to forgive you
did
for
I?
It. Yeah, when we were in the bar.
What did I say?
You were like, don't listen to her accent. She sounds like she went to Glasgow. You were proper taking the piss out of my accent.
You were taking the piss out of your own accent.
I would have been weird if I'd sat there and been like, shut the fuck up. I'm sensitive about it.
Oh, sorry. I'm very sorry.
I forgive you. I forgive you for all things.
Oh, we were talking to chuchters.
You're not gonna need to explain what that word means.
According to my mother. Anyone who lives north of Shaws.
Yeah, anyone who's not from Glasgow. It's really funny because Glasgow is really the only place in Scotland that sounds the way we do. Everywhere else sounds vaguely similar to
yeah,
me.
We're like in this weird minority,
but we control what's on TV.
Yep.
So when you hear a Glaswegian accent, you think that's a Scottish accent, and it stands for the rest of Scotland, and we just say that everyone else talks funny, which is the most fucking Glaswegian thing I've ever heard.
But that wee Lemmy Vine from years ago, that fucking voice, man, when he's got like an Edinburgh flatmate, but both of them are him.
Oh no, I've not.
Oh my God,
I'll need to watch it. I love Lemmy.
Everyone watch that sketch right now.
Right, so that's the story of Ganymede, Aquarius, the cupbearer, Hera fucking raging.
Obviously. I mean, rightly so.
Yeah. The next one I'm going to tell you, I'm actually going to talk more about this story later, but I want to tell you the conception that Danae had. So Danae is another princess, and her dad was pretty keen, actually, to keep her virginity very intact. He did not want her to marry because the oracle had told him that his grandson would kill him.
Oh,
so
well.
He was like, that bitch is having her legs tied shut.
I mean,
forever. So rather than
at first, I was raging, but then I'm like, well, if I heard that prophecy, and they probably hold quite a lot of like weight by them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be scared too.
But like, here's the thing: there's never a prophecy that doesn't come true. I cannot think of a single prophecy in Greek mythology that does not somehow, some way come true. So I would just be like, well, I've just got to accept my fate. But I guess that's the whole reason behind having these myths is that the lesson is you need to just accept your fate.
Yeah.
Also, and on that note, on like the message behind the myths, they think that the myth of Ganymede was actually made by Cretan men to sort of okay their fucking young boys.
Yeah, I actually completely lost track of that there because when you first mentioned it, I was going to say it, like, there's so much of that in ancient Greece, ancient Rome about like.
Well, yeah, men.
We just have, like, a little boy that hangs around.
Yeah,
so
no, like, they were for pleasure, women for making babies. Yeah. Like, you weren't meant to enjoy fucking your wife. Like, and God damn it, if she was enjoying it, she's doing it wrong.
But then was the thing not that, like, because the women, the wives just got mostly left alone, that they just had, like, lesbian orgies?
Yeah.
Well, then.
I feel like
well, then we won, didn't we?
Nothing says how great men are like what you just said. We should go back to them fucking each other and us getting to do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, like, fine, you go and be...
No wonder they were all fucking Zeus, though. So, Danae is, her dad is like, nah, no shagging for you. he decides that the most logical way to deal with this and the most foolproof way to deal with this is to lock her in a tower. So he builds this tower with bronze bars, and she has like a little window, and she has like a nice where she can see up to the sky. Aww. So she doesn't feel like imprisoned. She's as like such. Very big Rapunzel vibes here. And one night, I can't deal with what's about to happen. I know this story and you don't.
Isn't
I know, but like the absolute shit show that's about to go down on this podcast. So one night she's lying in bed and a golden shower.
What?
A golden shower of rain falls on her from above.
Did Zeus invent golden showers?
Zeus.
Is that why people
do
people even
not
do
find
that?
Right? Do you not find, maybe. Like, so you have had, like, a little bit of experience on dating apps since you separated from, like...
Yeah.
Like, tiny bit.
But in that,
like, 10 minutes, did you not find an incredible amount of people who want pissed on? I feel like everyone in their 30s wants to piss on someone.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because there's a difference between the kind of men that I attract versus you. Because so many of them just wanted to talk to me about cryptocurrency.
Right, hot take.
Like, there are so many
hot
guys.
Hot take. Cryptocurrency is the bro MLM.
Right? There is no way around that.
That is the bro MLM.
Like, there are so many men who are only on dating apps, it seems, to recruit people to invest in cryptocurrency, and it's the weirdest fucking strategy I have ever.
That's amazing. Have you watched that thing on Netflix, The Tinder Swindler?
We actually gave up halfway through it. I
could never be
dire.
Me. Could never be me. Firstly, I don't have that kind of credit. Well, yeah. Secondly, can you imagine me and my commitment issues? I'd be like, why are you texting me?
To be fair, the bit I did watch, I was genuinely like, this is not what I expected. Like, these people are idiots. Like, this is fully back to catfish.
See if he was...
When they ask you for money, that's surely the biggest
See if that guy was in a fucking 60 quid Adidas trackie, they would not have swiped on him.
I said exactly that to
Don't sit there and pretend that you are, like, you just got carried away and fell in love with him.
Right.
No, you fell in love with his lifestyle. Like, you're not going to be fucking putting up 250 grand for a trip to Moscow.
I said exactly that's, like, the first one.
And it's fine if you admit it.
Yeah, well, the second one did. The second one's just like, I'm a gold digger, lol.
Yeah, I love
her. The first one was like, oh, why did you take me on a private jet?
When she was like...
On her first date. And I'm like, that's how you get murdered. What are you doing?
When she at the end was like, spoiler alert, I'm still on Tinder. I was like, it took me 2 disappointing shags and a fuckboy to delete it forever.
It took me 5 crypto bros and a fucking catfish to delete Tinder.
Oh, remember your catfish.
Oh, I loved my catfish.
I remember that.
I basically just instant, because I'm, you know, clever.
You love catfish.
Instantly clocked him as being a catfish, told him so, and he noped the fuck right out of there before I caught him properly.
See, I say all this. I met the guy I'm seeing on Bumble, so I can't sit there and be like, argh.
No, like, the other ones are okay.
But that is so rare. Hinge is quite good. I can count on 2 fingers the amount of people that I've met on dating apps that I am still, like, close with.
Yeah, like,
and one of them I think I'm just... still shagging, so like
I think it's just Tinder.
There's plenty of ways for that to go wrong.
Tinder is a hell site.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Tinder's where I met that person that you really don't like me being friends with. Okay, no, I'm not gonna say his name, so
I'm genuinely confused.
Okay, well, never mind.
Oh, well, okay, it's a contentious issue.
Let's not today. So where was I?
The golden shower.
Yeah, so I feel like there's a lot of people wanting to piss on each other at this age. I don't know if it's like remember we had boredom? The conversation about, like, the pornification of sex.
Well, yeah, that.
And how, like, we are now in our 30s and we are the first generation to have grown up with pornography on the internet.
Yes.
So, like, now we're in our 30s, we've been watching weird shit since we were, like, far too young to fully grasp it. And now I think, like, if that's what we're getting up to in our 30s, like, what must 20-year-olds be doing now?
I was just gonna say, like, I had a conversation with friend of mine who has teenagers
mm-hmm.
about this exact thing, because although that is true, we also still remember before all that.
Yes.
Before. Yeah, and we know. When there was only soft porn on Channel 5 like, and there was know, like shitty. We know like, that, like.
But yeah, I think there's.
And he had like some stuff to say about how like hard it is to parent
yeah.
in this day and age.
I think.
From that, on that, in that specific sphere.
And I think as well, like.
I get it. Oh my God.
I don't know what it's been like sleeping with men in their 30s at any other time in history, obviously. But I will say that now, none of them can come. None of them can come. They are all, they all feel bad about it. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, you're all in the same boat. You're all in the same antidepressant.
There's so many jokes on TikTok about that.
It's,
about,
but like, none of them.
But also,
like, you've desensitized yourself by pissing on people for the last 10 years, like.
Or watching videos of the same.
Like, why can't we just, like, have boring sex and fall asleep cuddling each other?
Aww,
oh, shut
you're
up.
You're so cute today.
Shut up.
Just noting that.
Shut up.
Just noting the timing of that.
Okay, yeah, no, I had, I mean, I had, like. Yeah, I had nice sex in the cuddles last night. Shut up. Oh my
no,
god.
No, if anything, I'm just jealous.
Good. You should. You should be. I'm going to stop talking because he now knows that this podcast exists.
You're so cute.
I'm terrified. What if he listens to it?
Well,
I've said so much about him.
My friend listens to the podcast and I survive. So.
Oh.
You're fine. You're fine.
The fear. So yeah, Danny is getting her golden shower because she's been on Tinder.
I mean, clearly.
I've never done that, you know.
Can you imagine this on Tinder though?
I've never had anyone piss on me. I've never pissed on
same,
anyone.
Same, like, to just use your like phrase a, that I love, not to yuck anyone's yum.
Yeah, it's just not
it's
for
just
me.
It's just absolutely
in
not.
Terms of, like, apart no. from anything else, like, the cleanup.
Exactly. Like, oh. I mean, I suppose. Oh, I don't know.
I just don't.
It's not that I'm shaming it. I just don't understand.
I just don't. Yeah,
the appeal.
Like,
I don't.
You can not want to do something without like, kink shaming. Like,
yeah, I don't.
I'm not kink shaming. Go for it. Batter in. Live your best life. Just like don't piss on me.
Yeah.
Just please don't piss on me.
Go piss on each other.
That goes for you too, Zeus. That goes for you too.
Can you imagine Zeus on Tinder?
So like he falls. Have you not seen the thing that went viral recently and it was the gods and all their dating profiles?
Oh my god, no, please find
I'll send
that
it to you. Loads of people tagged me in it. Loads of people. So I'll send that to you. I might even put it on our
Zeus
Instagram.
Would get, like, heavy banned from Tinder, like,
yeah,
quickly.
I know. So yeah, he falls on her as a golden shower. And not like, and it's like a literal shower of gold, like
yeah,
golden rain, as opposed to pissing on her.
It's Zeus's elaborate metaphor.
Zeus and his elaborate metaphor.
That is Zeus's kink. Zeus's kink
oh
is
my god.
Elaborate fucking metaphor.
Right, Zeus's kink is like not coming as a man. Like Zeus's kink is like seeing the weird ways in which he has been watching too much porn. Zeus has shagged about so much that he's desensitized himself and he's now having to do things like turn up as a bull and
have to steal boys as an eagle.
Yeah, steal boys as an eagle. Like that's where Zeus is at with all of that. But now I feel like Zeus just needs therapy.
Zeus needs therapy. Stop. Like,
I'm of the opinion that everyone needs therapy.
Everyone does need therapy.
Like it's not a mental health thing, it's
my,
a mental wellness thing.
I've been on a kind of a mental health journey.
Oh my god.
Recently. I didn't say that for serious.
Lateral flow.
My friend said that the other day and I thought that was very nice to hear from a man of that generation. That
yeah.
Everyone should have therapy.
I agree.
I was like, is green flag a thing? Big
green flag is
big
a thing.
Green flag.
Green flags are a thing today. Like, today green flags can be a thing because I'm in a good mood.
Oh, it's not even Valentine's Day yet.
I don't do Valentine's Day.
Neither do I. I was going to. But nationwide put a stop to that.
Yay! Well done, Morgan. That's the most grown-up thing ever. How depressing.
Right.
So, yeah, he falls in her as a golden shower. She gets pregnant and her dad is, like, furious. So casts her and the baby in a box. Out to sea because he can't, it's really against custom. He can't kill her and the baby, really can't kill her and the baby.
Her and the baby in a box.
And so he puts them in a chest and puts them out to sea.
Oh, wow.
That baby is Perseus. And we will cover because I've got a Medusa tattooed in my arm and he slayed Medusa.
Spoiler alert.
Didn't think I knew that, but we're like, going I do to, know the name.
Yeah, you'll know Perseus. We're going to cover Perseus in a few weeks. Actually, we're going to cover Perseus for my birthday because it's one of my favourites. And I really want to, like, treat myself by talking about it. Oh, my God. Oh, that's my God. So can cute. I tell you the
you
cute...
You have to pick.
Can I tell you the cutest thing in the whole wide world last night?
If you must.
No, you. I love love, so yes.
It's not love! Oh, my God.
Love is a concept.
Okay. Love but is a I concept. Just panicked. Okay, I just panicked. Calm down. I'm not cured of my commitment issues yet. Please don't ever do that to me again. Don't ever do that to me again. you know, we fell asleep with me telling Greek myths as bedtime stories.
Oh my God.
It was so fucking cute.
That is so cute.
This is the opposite of not talking about him, which is what I was going to do in this episode, but now that he knows this exists.
Like, problematic.
Are you joking? My feelings are problematic. I have a problem with them.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
I have a problem with having feelings. Please stop.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, so that was it. The next one's probably the most famous.
What happened to her and the baby in the box?
I will tell you when we get to the myth of Perseus and Medusa. So this is probably Zeus's most famous seduction rape story.
Oh dear.
Every time I use the word seduction now, you roll your eyes, and I feel like no one is ever going to be able to use the word seduce or seduction around you without...
Probably not, but I'll also probably use it myself, because that's kind of how I function. You can't fucking say it, but I can.
Yeah, fair. luckily, my seduction tactics are messy to start with, so...
Yeah,
don't.
Same.
I thought you were going to comment on my seduction tactics.
No, because I'm not you, and I'm not going to say that you got fingered in a cinema 7 times in one episode.
That's because I never got fingered in a cinema, mate.
I appreciate
that you're taking one for the team here, and I really appreciate it, so thank you.
I did indeed take quite a few for the team. I said it. I did it. It's me. It's my fault.
Acceptance is the first step.
Well, there was never any non-acceptance.
Well, I was going to say, non-acceptance isn't really your thing.
That's an advanced joke.
I know, that's, yeah.
But I liked
it. Oh, it's good when your friends know your kinks, because they know how to, like, make jokes that cut right to it in a way that's, like, not overt, but overt enough that everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I really hope he gets that joke.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
He will.
I'm sure he will. appreciate you not outing all the weird shit that I've done in my time. Appreciate it.
I probably don't even know half of it.
That's true. That is very true. So this is Zeus's most famous seduction story, and it's the story of Leda. Now, you know this.
Because of Hannibal!
Because of Hannibal.
That's so weird. There's so much Greek myth shit in here.
So Leda is the queen of Sparta.
But it's also really fucked.
And she, this is why we're doing this last.
Not fucked by Zeus standards.
This is, like, so fucked up.
If you know what I mean.
Like, this is, no, even by Zeus's standards, this is bad.
No, I just mean, you know, he likes to, you know, work his way through the animals.
This is bad. She's a queen of Sparta. And she has a husband, Tynadarius, and she...
For the Game of Thrones-esque name.
Yeah. She has sex with him, Tynadarius, and then she goes out for her daily walk through the pond, which is honestly how I want to live my life. Shag, walk to the pond, eat, bed. And, I mean, that's not miles off how I do live my life, to be fair.
Again, jealous.
To be fair, it's been a while since I had sex. So.
No, I know. I'll let you have it. I'm struggling. I'm struggling with, like,
again. No, I
Nationwide don't know the implications of what they're actually doing to my life here.
Once more, have like had everyone's orgasms. Sorry about it. Not sorry at all. Thank you, everyone, for your generous donations.
Your generous donations
to Pavlov's puss, which is now back in action. I can stop complaining about not having orgasms.
Thank God.
So Leda's going on her post-coital walk for her constitution, and she sees this swan all tangled up in the reeds, and she's an animal person. This would 100%.
Cautionary tale for myself.
Oh my god, 100%. I nearly said 100 again. Why do I keep saying it?
You've conditioned yourself to say 100.
I kept saying it. I was drunk. Also, I kept calling you Kate's as well, which I don't hate. I'm kind of becoming attached to it.
I feel like there was someone else in my life called me this. I can't remember who it was. Clearly not someone I speak to
anymore.
I was like,
well, get rid of them. So
I don't speak to them,
I do it now, so. God, that's so unlike you, Katie. That's so unlike you.
Blame my Taurus moon.
I know the story
you
of Taurus.
You fuck up twice, I don't know you.
In fact, I think the story of Taurus is Europa. Zeus put Europa in the sky, and she's now Taurus.
Is she?
Yep. Yep.
Well,
yeah, she is, yeah. She's a constellation of Taurus, so there you go, blame Europa.
Oh, because the bull.
Blame Europa. So, yeah, Leda is out and she's trying to free this swan, and it's not clear, there's different sources, whether Zeus enchanted her, whether she just thought the swan was really sexy, but most likely, he just straight up raped her as a swan. Now, my issue with this is swans have a cloaca, which is like a one-hole-fits-all. Shagging sperm out of out of the same hole. Cloaca.
Again, just horrible cloaca. Word. I was going to say it. I don't like that
cloaca.
Word.
Cloaca. Cloaca. Can I tell you an awful fact? An awful story.
Always.
Awful story. After I gave birth, I had a massive tear. I was basically ripped from my chin to my fucking spinal cord. And
child free by choice.
Yeah. If anything is gonna put you off having kids, it's this. And I turned to my husband, because obviously we were still together at the time, and I was like, oh my god, I'm a bird. I have a cloaca. I mean, it was up there with the worst things I've ever said. As I was being stitched up, I was like, bye, cloaca!
Oh, my God.
In those situations, you've got to laugh.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
A baby's head had just torn my vagina to shreds.
Yes.
You look...
No, it doesn't actually... No, I've told you this story before. Like, when I was trying to get pregnant, I, because I'm diabetic, would have had to, make some sort of decision, and I was going to choose the section every time. But not because I'm scared of giving birth, but because I'm scared of inductions. Because every horror story I've ever heard from any of my friends started with a failed induction.
I had two inductions, and they were both...
You're the only person that I know that that's the case for.
I'm an actual, birthing machine. I'm really bad at being pregnant. I'm really bad at staying pregnant. Or being well when pregnant. Both my pregnancies have been really high risk and really complicated. But when it comes to giving birth, I've spent over two hours in labour. For both of them combined.
No, I get that, but you are the only person that I know that that's the case for.
No, I think that with everything to do with pregnancy and childbirth and child rearing, there's just such a spectrum. But yeah, I had nothing, so babies tore me to shit. So Leda...
Do you know, this is quite cute. Be fair, I have never given birth. I'm not saying that I understand that kind of pain, but I've got quite a lot of tattoos, and I was showing my friend my new tattoo, and he was like, kind of,
you're
inquiring.
So smitten today.
Shut up.
You're so smitten.
No, what we're definitely not gonna do is talk about my feelings, because that situation is complicated.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not gonna put you through that.
But that's nice to hear.
You're so smitten today.
But he was just like...
Do you think this is the difference between recording this in the afternoon and in the evening? Because we're less cynical in the afternoon. We're less tired, and so we've got more patience for our own bullshit.
Maybe I just, have left my old job and now I'm not coming straight from there.
That'll do it.
But he was just being really, adorably ignorant about my, pain tolerance for tattoos. And I was like, because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, darling.
We're built for this. Yeah.
We have a higher pain threshold.
Right, we're running out of time, so let me finish Leda. So yeah, he Zeus is a swan, rape, seduces, or she wants to sleep with him. There's a lot of mythology where she wants to fuck this swan.
Right.
But logistically, I don't know. Like, are they essentially just tribbing? Because...
So the reason, the only reason I know this from Hannibal is because Hannibal Lecter in the TV version has the painting Leda and the swan in the dining room. Just like, I don't fucking care how fucked up this is.
Yeah.
And it's like... Legit a swan the size of a person,
thing. A huge, big fuck off swan.
And you
still doesn't have a dick.
I still don't know what they're doing.
I assume they're tribbing.
They're just tangled up and weird.
Rubbing their holes together.
Yes, I know what tribbing is.
Okay, I'm just checking. And there's a transference there.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Oh. So she gets pregnant. But don't forget, she's already shagged her husband.
Like, the so, day.
Yeah.
Oh, soap months, drama.
9 months later, she starts to push. And she's like, oh, my God, this baby's head. And they go to catch it. And it's an egg. And she gives birth to 2 eggs. And in these 2 eggs
well, that
are,
answers that.
Yeah, like, we know it definitely worked. And in these eggs are 4 children. 2 girls, Clytemnestra and Helen. And 2 boys, Castor and Pollux. They are known as the Dioscuri. If you've read or
Helen,
seen...
anything to do with Helen of
she
Troy?
She is Helen of Troy. Ah. She is. And her brother... So her and Pollux are the children of Zeus. And Clytemnestra and Castor are the children of Tynodarius.
What in the genetic fucking bullshit?
Listen.
No. Science says absolutely
this is
not.
The same man who gestated Dionysus in his thigh.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
So...
He had a thigh baby and a brain baby.
He had a thigh baby and a brain baby. Like, this is the least weird thing that he's ever done. So, yeah, she gives birth to 2 eggs. 2 of them are Zeus's children. 2 of them... And what's interesting about this is that Helen and Clytemnestra are in 1 egg and Castor and Pollux are in another egg. So they've, like... 1 of each.
That's
each
what
egg.
I mean. That was too far for me. That was the bit when I said
have you read
no.
The Hunger Games?
Yes.
So Castor and Pollux.
Yeah, I
don't.
I was
going
to say, is that why I know the names? Yeah. From, but I thought you would judge me because pop culture reference.
No. So they were known as the Dioscuri. There's a really like sad bit in the Iliad where she asks why she can't see them fighting the Trojans.
Mm.
And they're like, because they're fucking dead, Helen.
Mm.
But Helen of Troy, oh... I really, really want to do, like, a full series
I
on
want
the
you
Iliad.
To be honest, because
I could talk about the Trojan War for hours.
Could probably be funny about the Trojans for hours.
Yeah.
And the film Troy.
We're actually super out of time. How do you feel, knowing that all that about Zeus?
About the same as I always did about Zeus.
Fun episode, though,
it
right?
It just... Nothing shocks me anymore about this man.
No. He's an absolute pig. Like, he is the OG fuckboy. Zeus... I hate you, but I still salute your game. So yeah, that's it for this week. Next week, I'm going to do a Valentine's special. I'm going to do a cute thing.
I think it's going
to
be fun.
I'm going to bin this episode because I've been so nice in it. I've got a persona to keep up, so...
You aren't going to bin this episode.
You'd kill me.
I would kill you.
Right, so that's us for this week. We will see you all next week for some lovey-dovey gross shit. Goodbye!
Bye!